USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two drug felons escape from a federal prison in Texas on the 4th of July. Inmates Arturo Campos Zamora and Christopher Salazar were discovered missing from a satellite camp in Three Rivers, Texas, just before 2:30 a.m. local time. One man is 57 years old, 5'7", weighs 152 pounds. The other is 27 years old, 6 feet, weighing approximately 260 pounds. Blue Jackets goaltender Matias Kivlinex died Sunday night as a result of what the organization described as a tragic accident in which he suffered an apparent head injury after a fall at a private home. He was 24. Michigan police said Kivlinex was attempting to jump out of a hot tub with others after a fireworks malfunction. He slipped and hit his head on the concrete. Congresswoman and squad member Cori Bush, the Democrat from Missouri, is facing backlash for her 4th of July tweet claiming America is only free for white people. USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos formally steps down as CEO on Monday, the 24th anniversary of the company's incorporation. Taking over for Bezos is Andy Jassy, an executive who's been with Amazon since 97 and previously worked as CEO of Amazon Web Services. Bezos will stay on as an executive chair on the company's board. The last standing building at the Champlain Towers in Surfside, Florida has been leveled. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Demolition crews have brought down the remaining portion of the Champlain South condo tower in Surfside, Florida. Authorities decided the portion of the building that remained standing after the partial collapse could have been at risk from falling on its own in the winds of the oncoming tropical storm Elsa. Search and rescue operations will resume once crews are given the all clear. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Rocky.
The Stanley Cup Finals continue Monday at the Montreal Canadiens home ice. The Tampa Bay Lightning lead the best-of-seven series 3-0. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Now that the United States has pulled a majority of forces from Afghanistan, with the entire withdrawal coming in September, what happens to the Afghans that were supporting our troops? Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has entered its final phase after forces withdrew last week from Bagram Air Base, the main American base in the country. But thousands of Afghans who worked as interpreters for American soldiers over the years are now fearful for their lives. Some have reported being threatened by Taliban forces. The Biden administration says they're working on a plan to get them and their families out of the country before that can happen. But Congressman Michael McCaul says more needs to be done. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he's been pushing the administration to get a relocation plan in place.
We made a promise to them. They served with our special forces, these interpreters. We told them we'd take care of them, and we can't turn our backs and leave them to die. They will be slaughtered by the Taliban. They're targeted by the Taliban. We have to get them out of there. There are about 9,000 of them. And I've been really pleading with the administration to come up with a plan. They just haven't prepared for this at all.
Australian scientists will help conduct one of the world's most powerful ground-based telescopes that promises to see further and clearer than the Hubble Space Telescope in orbit. The MAVIS instrument will be fitted to one of the 8-meter unit telescopes at the European Southern Observatory in Chile. MAVIS will be built over 7 years and a cost of $57 million. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.